Hey, you're live there, Hot Rod.
Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, the ladies' man's right here. It is Monday, and we all know the master exiting stage right, or entering stage right. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Doing pretty good so far, man. Just working away. It is Monday at BEM. Beautiful South Florida. The weather is super hot. We have our 20-inch billet aluminum macro air fan. I'm telling you, on 75% right now. You don't want 100, our roof will come off.
It will.
It is that serious.
18-inch blades on that thing, man.
Okay.
It's crazy. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. 18-foot blades on that. Two 9-foot blades run across the top of that thing. It's crazy. Good morning, Bub. It is Monday here at Bub's Exotic Motorsports. A happy, joyful new week to you, man. It's going to be a lot of fun this week.
It's actually going to be a really, really, really hectic week. I can already
see it.
It's Monday morning. I have like 10 crazy rides.
Yep.
That we're trying to get done. You know, we're finishing up on that super rare one-of-one GTX1 this week.
Speaking of GTX1s.
So I don't know where you're going with that.
Yes.
But we have to finish that car up. All of that paint and body is done. It has been a huge, massive undertaking to make sure that that car meets the standards of what Ford Motor Company would have done on that thing. So us, of course, the professionals here at BEM have taken care of that ride. That is the yellow and black. If you guys have seen it on Instagram and some of the social media, we've done some sneak peeks on those body mods we've done to it. That is literally getting ready to go into wet sand and buff and final assembly between today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. I think that client's picking that up Friday. We've also got the BEM Jeep that we are doing for MOB. That is going to be insane. That is a massive undertaking on that job there. That is probably going to be just north of $80,000, $85,000 into a Jeep Wrangler, which is pretty hefty out there. And what else we got going on here? We got Porsches we've got in for custom exhaust. We've got Fab Speed Motorsports hooking us up with a few exhaust systems for these things, some of their Super Cup series. We just did a bunch of stuff with Cobb Motorsports for some tuning on all of these high-ends as well. So a lot of great rides in the works and just having fun.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, ladies and gentlemen. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. The moose is loose on the internet, ladies and gentlemen. Robin and Layla tearing it up. Everything is online at missoutlawboutique.com. Is that correct, Bub?
Yep.
They're tearing it up, man. They went all online, man, and are just going. Stuff's flying out of there.
Yeah, man, crazy.
It's amazing how online sales will do, right?
Yeah.
It's really.
That's really what, it's a shame because there are some companies that are actually great out there that have great showrooms and great displays, but a lot of people order offline today. You can virtually get almost anything you want. You know, with big places like Amazon, you get stuff shipped really fast. Some things are even cheaper than what they should be in terms of, you know, there's always that MAP pricing, you know, minimum advertised pricing, which is what people should be sticking to. But a lot of guys get their hands on some sneaky products and they drop them for, you know, they get them for 40% off. They only throw 20% on versus the thing they should be putting on or 40%, whatever it may be, that markup margin. You know, so there's a lot of people that are kind of getting some stuff out there for fire sales, but really cheap pricing with some of that, you know, bigger brand stuff. So a lot of the stores are typically not around anymore. Or just what's the point of them being there when you can get everything online probably quicker and at a cheaper price?
Look what happened to Dick's Sporting Goods. Sunnyside Trim Shop. Sunnyside is upholstery done Bubba style and Superformance. Bub, speaking of Superformance, we had Rich McDonald, I mean, just an amazing guest, man, Saturday on the show, our number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, Bub. You and Rich got into it very technically. We had some great conversation about his iconic father, who really kind of led the Shelby team to where it is today.
Yeah.
And passed his son, Rich, took the torch and is carrying it. Kind of take us back and recap that conversation. It was amazingly technical.
Yeah, you know, that was on Saturday. You know, we were joined by Rich McDonald, the son of Dave McDonald, who is not McDonald's like everybody eats out
right.
there.
Right, M-A-C.
Yes.
Yes.
This guy, a legend in the indie world of the automotive racing, you know, huge. He signed with, you know, Mickey Thompson.
Mick Thompson,
back in the early 60s,
yep.
And that was a four-year run, super, super strong until he unfortunately passed away in a pretty bad accident. But, you know, that kind of benchmarked the racing from there forward in terms of safety, in terms of requirements, in terms of, you know, fuel requirements and cells and
fuel cells, that's right,
harnesses and, you know, the things that are required. And it has continued to progress even more as we've moved forward throughout the year. So, of course, unfortunate things happen, but everybody else in the future has something else, you know, to make from it.
And it's amazing how Rich has kept his hands really deep in the cookie jar, if you will, Bub, of the Superformance cars with the GT40s, with the Daytonas. You've done the Daytona cars for the Andreatis brothers. The GTX1 is sitting offset right here.
Right.
Let's see, what else? The Shelbys. He's got his hands deep in these things, man. And he's really carrying the torch of his father.
Yeah. It's you know, that's definitely something that after we ended that show, you know, one of the things that I thought about was I'd love to be able to get out to the Superformance facility out
there.
He's out in Irvine, California, and it's you know, he's got crazy amounts of rides in there, the vintage racers, the Shelbys, the Daytonas, the GTs. He's got them all there, so I'd love to go out and see him. Hopefully some of his dad's stuff may still be there.
Wouldn't that be great? Didn't he say there was like 35,000 pieces of memorabilia that his mom had collected? She very quietly collected over the years about his father's racing career, because he was inducted in the Corvette Hall of Fame in 2012, wasn't he, Bob?
2014, yeah.
2014, yeah. Man, in the Corvette Hall of Fame, man.
Yeah.
You guys check it out, man. Go out and Google Superformance. Look at that stuff, man. Really good. Really, really good stuff. It was an honor to have Rich on, and I can promise you we will be hearing a lot more from Rich McDonald here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
Yeah, for sure, man. Great guy.
Yeah, super guy. Morning to Chris West, owner of Solution Finish. We had another guy try to bring you some spray-on product to take out Solution Finish a couple weeks ago, Bub, and what did you do? Laughed.
Gotta go.
You said there's only one product that I use, period. It is Solution Finish for the restoration of all of your plastics.
Yeah.
It's really, really crazy. Good morning to Mackenzie out there. Mackenzie Woodward is out there watching. Oh, Rich McDonald's is watching, Bub.
Nice.
Speaking of which,
good
morning, Rich. We were just talking about you and your iconic father and the beautiful things you and your mom and yourself have done to keep that torch past alive. You are good people out there, Rich, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for joining us on Saturday, Bub.
Yeah.
It was really, really
great.
Oh, by the way, Rich said something. I don't have my glasses on, Bub, if you could read it, please.
Rich said, good morning, guys. Great show. Come out to our Superformance showroom in Irvine anytime. Looking forward to it.
Oh, right on. That gives me chills. Thank you, man.
Definitely.
Good
people. We'll be out in, depending on schedules, I'm sure everybody from Superformance will be at SEMA anyways. But we'll be out at SEMA, of course, in Vegas. Maybe we'll just go straight from there back to Irvine, then
fly straight in from there.
Or
if we're out at Turbinetics for the Boosted Bash, they invite us out every year because they want you to bring something. We'll just go from there. Rich, how far is Simi Valley to Irvine?
Valley.
We could just jump between the two, right?
Yeah.
After we do autographs there, just jump right up and see him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Morning
mm-hmm.
to Mackenzie Phillips over at Code 504 RS10 conversions.
Done Bubba style.
I was trying to think
there for a second. I had so many different companies on my mind.
16 years you've been
Irvine and Simi Valley, and I had everybody on my mind right now.
Good morning to Jack up in Ontario, Canada as well.
So, yeah, man. So, it's, you know, one of the things that we had a lot of questions about was I actually talked to a couple guys yesterday in the gym. They were actually asking me about your Porsche because they love the charcoal and the color combo of your Porsche, right?
Thank you, Bub. And by the way, you did that Porsche for me just as you did this Porsche for yourself.
Right. So, I can't pronounce the words of the color of that car, but it's like, it starts with an A,
okay,
and it ends with an E. But
it's an aggregate, I think they call it,
no,
right?
No, that you almost sound like you said agricultural, but I'm not really sure what you're going for.
But
there.
That doesn't end with an E. Does it? Yes, it does.
It does. Starts with an A and ends with an E. I think
agriculture.
There's a couple other words that we can go with that, too. Anyway, so that these guys were asking me about it, and one of the things that they said was they love the stances of our Porsches. So one of the things that we do here, of course, at BEM is not just the classics, the Pro Tourings, the Resto Mods, the lifted, the on-road, the off-road, but also the very high-end exotics. You guys will be seeing a lot of those here very soon. We are doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes that you guys will really love once you see it. This is actually the BEM, my personal Porsche 991 Carrera S. This thing is actually in here for just basic maintenance, right? And even though it is still during company hours, of course, we got to keep the rides looking tight.
Absolutely.
While we still satisfy all the other client rides, we've got some crazy stuff that's going to be shown here in just a few on some of these Pro Touring and Resto Mod client rides that we are really rolling down that last stretch on and wrapping them up. Stay tuned for that stuff. But your basics, bro. Like, everybody wants to know stance on the high-end rides. How do you do it? What do you do to set them? Very easy on these cars. These cars don't need much. Like I mentioned, we've done a lot with Cobb and a lot with Fab Speed.
Sure.
We'll be doing some product reviews with the Cobb and the Fab Speed product as well here pretty soon in the next couple weeks. We have some custom one-off stuff being built for us right now. But these cars don't need much out of the gate. The Porsches, the Lamborghinis, the Ferraris, these things come pretty well turnkey right out of the box.
And we deal with a lot of them.
Yeah, and you know, really what you end up doing to them is more aesthetics than it is anything. It's just more looks. It's more personalizing the touch to the car so it looks like something that's not just right off the showroom floor. But in terms of performance, power adders, you really don't need to really mess around with them too much. In this case, this car is riding on, of course, the one and only H&R springs. That is all I use on a lot of the European high-end rides.
They give you that exact stance you want, typically 3/4 to 1 inch drop on all of these rides. It sets them down, but still retains that factory ride quality, and that's what you want. You want to set the stance, get that tire right up in that fender well so it's right there where it should be without scrubbing. You can still full push this car all the way to its limits. And then you just set it on the right wheel and tire combo. This one, of course, we did in a complete candy gold with a polished billet aluminum lip. This is a 3-piece wheel, 21 inch is the fitment for the Porsches if you want them to sit right and tight.
By the way, Bub, a lot of people don't know you are the designer of these wheels. You turned to Core Wheels to have them cut as well. Some of the other modifications you've done to this car, Bub, you've done a cob tune to this car.
Yep.
You've converted a lot of it over to the LED lighting and smoked some of it out to kind of hide it in to stylize the beautiful lines of the car. The BEM SEMA award-winning Mustang. That was the only 2.3-liter stock block 600 horsepower EcoBoost ever built.
Pretty sure Billy Lane almost took that home, by the way.
By the way, you were with the iconic chopper builder who really kicked off the craze with Paul Sr., Billy Lane. He is your closest friend. He and his wife came down this weekend. I will not get back into the backstory of your personal business, but you guys were together this weekend. How was that this weekend?
Well, it was awesome, man. It's it was a blast. You know, it's really, it really kind of takes you back a little bit when you think about the fact that I grew up watching Billy.
You've always credited Billy as being the person who taught you the most about fabrication.
Yeah, for sure it wasn't you. You taught me how to bend things and break them, but not bend them and make them functional at all.
But look at how we did today.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what, man, it's, it was really cool because, you know, you think about the fact that, you know, I grew up watching this guy, you know, 15, 20 years ago. I grew
Monster
up watching
Garage
this
with Jesse
guy
James.
On the Monster Garage shows with Jesse, with Indian Larry.
Yep.
All of the biggest and best builders out there in the industry and still dominating, except for Indian Larry, you know, unfortunately, he has passed away a long time ago.
Sad story.
But I'll tell you what, man, it's, to be able to sit back and to know that, you know, hey, I watched this guy growing up. And to sometimes ever think that maybe you'd meet him in like an autograph line or at whatever it may be.
And you did. You did. One time.
You know, yeah. And then, the story just keeps progressing forward and forward. And now to, you know, be super, super close friends with him and go out and party, have a good time and just hang out, you know, have the girls together, have the families together. That's a lot of fun. And it says a lot, you know, when, you know, he still continues to do his thing and dominate that custom chopper industry. But also when he gives me mad props on the designs that we do here at BEM, that's pretty good.
And he comes 3 hours out of his way to spend
the
weekend with you. By the way, Rich McDonald of Superformance says he's 1 hour, Bub, from Simi Valley.
Oh, for sure. We're doing it.
So we're doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Yeah, we'll walk if we need to.
Yeah,
we'll go out there. And we're going to go out and we're going to have a really good time with Rich, man. And I got to get into Mom's archives, man. I'm really itching to see that stuff because I questioned Rich about that, if there would be a book coming out of it, because you know I'm writing a book about our career as well, the ups and downs and the lessons you learn. And Rich did allude to the fact that there is a book coming out.
Bub. Yeah, that's right.
It's very cool. So, Bub, you tinted out these windows, did some work on, I'm thinking of the Superformance cars too, because they're powerful as well. You were talking about some of the upgrades to fuel injection systems and stuff like that after we got off the air the other day. Super cool stuff. Well, but go ahead.
Yeah, you know, it's when we were talking with Rich, you know, just today's technology, you know the Superformance line of cars. I won't let you
drive
any of them that come through the facility. Because those cars just do produce gobs of
raw
power and torque. And it's raw. I mean, it's raw power. When you step into it, it's coming to life, and it can really get away from
the
you real
fast. The
torque
of those things, man.
Yeah, it's in their shorter wheelbases, man. It's their cars that they don't have traction control, so it's you get in it, and you, if you step in that car, you better know how to drive that thing. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand that. There's a lot of guys that spin those things. There's a lot of guys that put them over curbs or center medians when they're pulling out of car shows. Jesus, here we go again. By the way, for the record, Diesel loves ping pong balls, just so everybody knows. He literally carries them around for some reason everywhere he goes. But I'll tell you what, man, those cars are insane, super fun, but we talk about today's technology in terms of where Superformance is progressing to already. They're already doing these Coyote motors, the swaps in them.
Yeah, you talked about the twin turbos.
Setups. Yeah, so you got today's modular setups that are going in, the fuel injection, the superchargers.
When you say modular, Bub, can you tell people around the world, what does modular mean, please?
It's just the design of today's engines, just the way that the motor's built, the way that everything today comes. When you look at these new Coyote motors that are typically powering the Ford Mustang line, also going into some of the Roush series trucks, you are looking at things that are producing over 600, 650, even 700 horsepower just out of the gate before you even start doing like full headers, custom tune, different pulley sizes. You know, you can really open those suckers up and get them over that 700, 750 plus number. And that's just on pump gas. And let me tell you, that kind of power and torque plus the throttle response, that's a big game changer there as well, because it's not like you're going to wait for anything to come on. That power is instantaneous, especially on these today's supercharged Coyote motors. When you hit those things to the floor, it is wide open all the way up to 7,000, 8,000 RPM. And it's just everything you've got to steer that car straight. And it can get at that line where you cross dangerous because you've got too much horsepower to that weight ratio. And that's where you've got to skate that line properly.
One of the things we talked about with Rich on the air, and ladies and gentlemen, if you missed that iconic episode, please go to the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Facebook page. You'll see it. One of the things you and Rich and I were talking about, Bub, is how you will not take it to the streets. You just simply won't do it. And because most of the time you run out of roadway before you run out of power.
Yeah.
And you keep it off the streets. You won't put the cars on the street to do that.
Well, you know, it's crazy too, because it's every kind of car is going to drive different. You know, when you talk about some of these high-end exotics, I mean, these are the kinds of cars where you can wide open throttle these cars, truly. You can wide open throttle them, and you can trust what that car is going to do. It's not going to get away from you. It's going to hold pretty freaking tight to the road. And the responsiveness is incredible. Where some of today's, you know, front engine, rear wheel drive cars are producing so much power and torque, and it's so instantaneous that, like, first gear, second gear, third gear, sometimes even going into fourth, you're literally just spinning all over the road, no matter what suspension you have, no matter what kind of tires you have on the back of this thing. It's just that much raw power you're getting out of today's cars. Where, like, something like this, it's a rear engine car, you have the Porsche 981 series, or even the 918s, which are mid engine platforms. Those cars, you can literally just wide open throttle them, and they will plant and do everything you want them to do with a near like 50-50, sometimes 65-35 weight distribution. So they handle, they plant, they hold right through the road, and you can have fun with that kind of car. That kind of car you can really plant, but you've got some of these, you know, modern cars today, the Challengers, the Corvettes, for example. Those things are just getting outrageous in terms of just right off the showroom floor, mass production. You open those cars up and they are literally scary. And in the wrong hands, it can get a lot of people hurt.
So, Bub, when you talk about weight distribution, let's tell everybody around the world, what does a weight distribution mean to you in your mind? Does that mean there's 60% of your weight up front and 30% in the back?
Yeah,
what does a weight distribution mean to you?
So it's just that. It's, you know, if you were to take the center of something and then your weight distribution from the front to rear, side to side, everything about that is going to change the way the car reacts and handles. And even plants that power. So for example, like this kind of car that's rear engine, if you go to just launch this thing right out of the hole, it does have a launch mode on it. If you launch this car, it may spin just a little bit right when you get out of there in first, but it will plant that power so violently fast, you're just gone, and you can trust what the car
This thing does take off like a rocket.
Yeah, it's you know, it's super, super nice, man. These things are 0 to 60 in just that 3.3 seconds. That's before you start doing any mods to them in terms of intakes, exhaust, tunings, you know, headers, whatever kind of boosted setup you have on it, if you do have a boosted setup. So they make a lot of fun, but you can be actually familiar with this. But the 981 series, which is like the box, nearly 50-50, almost dead on, literally. A vehicle. I mean, that's going to those cars we're making owners of the Carrera series rides, which the Carrera S motor in it. So it would be like taking this motor out. Everything. They were literally going out, taking out guys at 160. I'm saying 160,000 for the GT4s. I'm pointing offset because there's one sitting over
there. Yeah, the other BEM portion.
Those cars were literally taking out the 200,000 with more luxury, more power, and it was a lot funner.
Wow, right on, man.
Yeah.
Super, super cool, Bub. A lot of great information there coming out of you, Bub. I really, really like it.
The heck
Bub,
am I talking about over here? I don't even know what the freak I'm talking about.
If we were to
anymore.
Lower the BEM 991 down, would people be able to see the stance in the shot?
You would, but I have to get it off the lift because it's sitting on the pads.
Oh, that's right. Sitting on the pads to get an idea.
On this ride, we just finished actually upgrading the tires on this car. We've already tracked through a set of them.
Of course,
we destroyed them. So we wanted to go ahead and get those things replaced. We are doing just a basic service on this ride, which is nothing more than just oil change, fluid, making sure your tires and brakes are good, going over the whole car, just doing a full inspection. It's not like, again, these things need much.
Yep.
But we do have that full Cobb tune on here. That one with a new recent install, that is on a 93 stage one right now. We are going to go into that stage two once we do the race series headers from Fab Speed Motorsports. You guys will have to stay tuned to see that as well. But this thing produces.
Bub, it is an incredible rocket ship on the street. itself. And it's a beautiful looking car. I ride behind this car on the way to the gym because I take Diesel home on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. He is, his SAG card says he works Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So that is his work time. So we ride, we normally ride together, but today, for example, I'll ride behind you, and I love seeing this thing launch.
One of the other questions, too, that we had was, what's in store for this car, right?
Yes.
So everybody knows that this car is always going through continuous upgrades, all of the latest in terms of technology, the braking, the performance, the tune, the exhaust, the intakes. Next in store for this car, we've already done all of those other components to it. The looks are where we want it, but we are going to take it over the top. We are having Extreme Dimensions, which is also Duraflex, send in a full body kit for this car, which is going to be front bumper, side skirts, rear bumper, and a full GT3 RS style rear spoiler and wing trunk assembly for this thing. So stay tuned for that. That's going to take some serious man hours to get that thing sitting right. So it's out of the box, made to look like it's the quality of Porsche, and then base coat cleared and blended into this car. It's going to be insane.
The SEMA Mustang, the BEM SEMA Mustang, was modeled completely after the 991 in many ways. Bub, you parked the two cars side by side after you did the R&D out at the racetrack on it and had proven the, what turbo was that, 5522 turbo?
It was a 5252, yeah.
5252 turbo. It was the first one ever produced. They sent it to you to get it on the car to produce. The rules for the SEMA car were you were not allowed to brake inside the motor.
Uh-huh.
So you used mathematical equations to figure out, it looked like Albert Einstein's chalkboard, how to figure out to develop 603 horsepower out of that car at the tire without breaking into the motor.
Yeah.
And the body panels, Bub, were very much, you ordered the kit from Extreme Dimensions over there, the guys over there, and you sat down and literally hand molded these body panels, right? Mm-hmm. And they very much reflected the fluidity and the style of the Porsche, and you can see that reflected in the rear of this BEM SEMA Mustang.
Yeah, man, it's a fat little car, man. You know, I love to set my things right, man, just in terms of getting that stance set right, getting that wheel and tire combo set right. That's all about the way it is, man. You'd be surprised. Make or break your ride. And if you guys need just tech tips on it, literally, we will help you out.
Yeah, we will.
If you don't buy installs from our wheels, custom designed and built for this ride specifically. But guys that are just running, for example, stock Porsches, they have beautiful wheels out of the factory. Of course, they sit nice, but they're still on that conservative side.
Yes, you do.
Sometimes do a quarter of an inch of stretch on tires just so that you've got not that whole cambered out kind of, you know, what
hate
I'm talking about.
Hate that look.
That's,
so
that's
the tires are sitting like this in the vehicle.
Yeah, no, you literally push the edge of the rim in terms of its offset, its backside spacing, to the edge of this body, which, you know, we do with all straight edges and digital rulers and measurements. And then you can stretch that tire out so that as the car does travel, the tire will ride up inside of there because of that taper on the tire. It won't bottom out on the body lip.
Just a little tech from one of the top three in the industry today.
Yeah, but, you know, and even if some of that stuff is wrong, you can literally get millimeter thick spacers. You can get, you know, 6 millimeters. You can get 7. You can get 7 and 14. Typically, guys that have stock Porsches buy like a 7 and 14.
But you
combo.
Stay away from that for the most part. You like things to be built right without adding spacers or shims.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying in terms. Wheel, but they look weak when you sit behind them because the wheel and tire is inside. You've seen us do it with a lot of like these new modern Mustangs. Guys will come in, they've had, you know, they buy a set of, you know, aftermarket 20, no scrubbing, no rubbing, but they're an inch inside the body. And I'm like, listen, let me just, here's a set of billet wheel spacers. You can either bolt them on or just do very small spacers depending on what you need. Sometimes a quarter inch in the rear and sometimes 3/4 in the front will literally give that car a massive facelift and change.
Yes.
It'll look aggressive.
And for example, Bub, to let people know the skill set that you work with, when you were building the BEM SEMA Mustang, you had the body kit in, or no, you had to develop the wheels and tires around the body kit. Or outside offset, meaning the way the wheel sits outside of the wheel hub or inside the wheel hub, and because had you have not gotten that right, it would not have lined up and been right for SEMA, and you took an award for that. Takes that skill set and that time.
any sort of one thing in terms of technology. Legit my Instagram. Yep. Are, but whatever you're on, subscribe to it.
In the corner begging for food, why not take them right across there to the Sitco or the Sunoco or 7-Eleven or whatever it is. Get them a power bar and a protein. Good care of all of the apps. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Like all the drama in people's lives.